Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This shir should be a special schus lui nishmas. Agon Rabbi Cheskel Eliyahu ben Agon Rabbi Yoshua, zecher tzadikim levracha, based on the Torah of Agon Agada Admor Mizikov Shlita. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu Shal na alecha me'al raglecha in the Medrash Rabba. At the end of Parsha Beis, it says, Shal na alecha kol mokom she'ashchina nigla yis'asr b'nil s'sandal. V'chein b'Yoshua, Shal na alecha, Shal na alecha, v'chein b'kohanim, lo shimshu b'mikdash el yecheifim. So the Medrash says that wherever the Shechina is revealed, one is not allowed to be wearing shoes, and therefore Yeshua was told when the Shechina was revealed to remove his shoes. The Kohanim are Meshamesh in the Beis HaMikdash barefoot, and so too Moshe Rabbeinu was told to take off his shoes. Hagon Rav Aaron Levin, the Av Beis Din of Kila Kadosha Risha, at the beginning of his Sefer Adrash Vayu, and asked a Kushiat Suma, that's Mashem Yidivrei Medrash, that the Kohanim were Meshamesh Yachef, that they served barefoot is because the Shechina was revealed. And the Kash is that it says in Zvachim, Daf Tesvav Amid Beis, that a Kohen She'amad, She'avat She'omid Agabe Kelma Agabe Agabe Ragli Chavero, if his feet aren't touching the floor, it's Avod, it's Pasul, and the Gemara Chavdal Ramad Aleph says, because it's a Chatzitza, and it's derived from Kli Shares, which aren't allowed to have a Chatzitza, so too, regarding the Ritzbah, there's not supposed to be a Chatzitza between the Ritzbah and his feet. So it's not al Shechina, it's al Chatzitza. So it's a steer between the Medrash and the Gemara. Rashi Shabbos Yotes Amid Beis, Dibur Maslam Malchiz, and the reason they went barefoot is al Chatzitza, not al Tzgilu Shechina. Nacham al Astir Rabbeinu, the Gemara and the Medrash. Another kash is, what does this have to do with Kohanim? The Medrash says, V'chein Kohanim lo shimshu b'mikdash el yecheifim. What does this have to do with Kohanim? Dinu b'chol Yisrael sha'asr likanis b'minolim lahara bayis, like it says in Baruch HaSamach Beis Amid Beis, and it's learned from Shal Nalecha Me'al Raglecha. However, this kasha we can answer, that it says in Chagiga Yud Gimel Amid Beis, Kare it's not derech eretz to reveal one's feet in front of one's Rebbe. And the Gos Memonis in the fifth parak of Tefillah Halacha Hei Noschess writes that for this reason you have to wear shoes on your feet when you daven. Not proper to daven barefoot. And according to this, that it says in the Medrash when the Shechina is Mizgala, you have to go barefoot. That's when there's Gilui Shechina derech kavod, that there shouldn't be a chatzitza between the regel and the makom kodosh. So now we can say that the Medrash is telling us a chiddush, that you would have thought that dafka Am Yisrael that isn't serving there has to go barefoot because the Shechina is revealed, but Kohanim Misharasei Hashem, that they're serving in the Beis HaMikdash B'kviyus, they have to wear shoes because it's not derech eretz lugle kame kame rabbe. So Kamash Malan, that the Kohanim also have to serve barefoot. And it's not only Am Yisrael. Not only Am Yisrael, that's not serving. Even the Kohanim, you would say, since the Kohanim are serving in front of their Rebbe, it's not Derech Eretz. So Kamash Malan, that even Kohanim have to go barefoot. And not only Yisrael. However, we're still stuck with our first kasha. Tepukle mishum chatzitza. Gemara says chatzitza. What do you have to come on to Gilui Shechina for? What the Medrash says. Another kasha. Belovish na'alayim. There's another problem. There's yitur begadim. Like Rashi says in Erevin Kuf Gimel Amid Beis. Dibur Masl Tzuzul Katan. The end of the Amud. So you don't have to tell me out Gilui Shechina. Tell me out yitur begadim. And now we can answer Nafkamina ben al shupachos migimel al gimel etzbos, that since it's shalom b'makom begadim, it's not chotzeitz, like it says there in the Gemara, pachos migimel al gimel etzbos. According to the Rambam in the 10th parak of Klei Mikdash Halacha Hey, that yitir begadim is only shayich when one is wearing two big day kahuna, not big day chol. So na'alayim can only be big day chol, and therefore there's not going to be yitir begadim. So we solved the Yitur Begadim problem. And now we go back to our stira between the Medrash and the Gemara. The Gemara says it's al tchitzitza, and the Medrash says that they have to go barefoot al tzgili shechina. So what's the din of shechita delava voidehi v'ksheira bizar? Is it also aser to have a chatzitza when the Kohen is doing shechita? Because anyway, it's ksheira bizar. Is a machlokas Rashi Tosfos. As a machlokas Rashi Tosfos in Svachu Chavta Al Ramad Aleph, that the din ritzba that there can be no chatzitza is learned from Kli Sharetz, there can be no chatzitza. The das Rashi is that we learn Isser Chatzitza ba Midala Ritzba from the Isser Chatzitza ben Yadosh al Kohen Gadol Kli Sharetz. That just like ben Yadol Big Shal Kohen Kli Sharetz is not allowed to be a chatzitza. So it is not allowed to be a chatzitza when one is standing on the floor. Well, the das that tells you learn the Isser Chatzitza ba Midala Ritzba from the Isser Chatzitza ben Big De Kohen Legufko a Kohen, not from the Klei Sharis in his hand, but from the Big Day Kohen to the Gufa Kohen, there's not allowed to be a Chatzitza. And Tosis writes, that it says there in the Gemara, Ma Ritzba Mikadeshes, means that the Ritzba is Mikadesh Adam Labar Avoidisham, that he can't be Oved anywhere else. The Ritzvah is Mekadesh Labad Avoy Desham because he can't serve anywhere else, only there. And Rashi writes, what does it mean, Ritzvah Mekadeshes? Lamod L'Shareis. To stand and serve. The Ritzvah is Mekadesh to stand and serve. What's Pshat in there, Machlokes? The Ladas Rashi, the Tzushtel between the Ritzvah and the Kli Shareis. Is Bedin Vitzures HaVodah. That just like Bachizis HaKli, it's usher that there should be a chatzitza. So to ba midala ritzba, it's also midini avoda v'sheirus, there can't be a chatzitza. And therefore he says, ritzba mikadeshes, midin lamod v'lishareis, that's part of his avoda, that's part of the tzuris avoda, that there can't be a chatzitza. And ladas hataisis, the dimyan ben ritzba and klishareis, is bedin v'geder hakedusha. In other words, just like Big Day Kohen Ar Mekadesh, a person to serve Avoda, and we see that the way the Big Day Kohen Ar Mekadesh is below Chatzitza, so to the Ritzba that comes to be Mekadesh the Makom Havoda, that he can't serve elsewhere. The Kedusha can't be Mekadesh the Makom Biyachas LeKohen unless it has no Chatzitza. So according to Rashi, it's a din in the Sheirus. According to Tosfos, it's a din in the Geder and the Kedusha, that Big Day Kohanim are Bekunar Mekadesh without a Chatzitza. So to the Makom is only Mekadesh without a Chatzitza. So now it would appear, according to this, that according to Tosfos, that the Kedusha's Haritzba is a din Bitsuras HaMakom, Shem Mekadeshes Umesayemes HaMakom Azel HaAvoda, that it sanctifies and sets aside this place for Avoda. If so, shechita, there's no din ba midas ha-shoichet. Because the shoichet can theoretically stand outside in shech, like we see in Zvachim Memches Amid Beis. Oysoi batzofen, the animal has to be batzofen in the north, vein ha-shoichet batzofen, but the shoichet doesn't have to be. So it's pshita that we don't care if there's a chatzitza between the shoichet and the ritzba. Because if it's a din in the Tzuras HaMakom, that the Makom is Mekadesh, but the Shochet doesn't have to be Miskadesh. There's no Din Bamidas HaShochet. So therefore it's Pashit that there can be a Chatzitza between the Shochet and the Ritzba. But our question is L'das Rashi, that the Tzushtel between the Ritzba and the Kli Shareis is B'din V'Tzuras HaVoda. It's in the form of the avoda. That's why there can't be a chatzitza between the Adam and the floor and the Ritzba and the Kli Shareis, because that's the Tzuras HaAvoda. So there the suffix is, should we say that since Shechita is lav avoda, we don't care if there's a chatzitza, or maybe no. Since Al Kol Panim Shechita is an avoda materis, and it's one of the avodas HaNetzarachot, it's a necessary critical avoda. So it's true that we don't require Big Day Kihuna. Nevertheless, the Tzuras HaAvoda has to be Kitzuras Shar HaAvodos. Now the holy Chofetz Chaim in the Likutei Halachos Zvachim Chavdali, Damir Aleph, and Zebach, and Dibra Maskel Zebach Toda learns that we don't care about a chatzitza between the Regel HaShochet and the Ritzpas HaZara. And we're not concerned with the chatzitza between the regular shochet and the ritzpas hazara, and he's been signed to the Gemara later on chavav. And apparently, what he means is there we see that amad b'chutz v'shachat kachim kalim b'daroim kosher. Same idea that you don't have to be in the right spot, so therefore we don't care about chatzitza either. However, with respect to chatzitza bein hakohen l'sakin o bein hasakin l'behema, the tferes is on the third parak of Zvachim. Daf Mem Aleph, and that it says in the Mishnah that Tom Eishi Shachat Shchitas Akshera writes Avalein Lomer Adam Ayri Shekarach Dar V'Sheino Makabel Tumas Viv Yadav Loi Noga V'Sakin Lesa Dim Kein Avalei Chatzitza Ben Yadav Lakli Shepoisel. He says you can't say that it's talking about where he wrapped something that's not Makabel Tum around his hand and he didn't touch the knife. This person's Tomei. You can't say that he wrapped something that was around around his hand, it was not makabel tum, and he didn't therefore touch the knife. That's not true, because therefore it would be a chatzitza between his yad and the kli that passels. So we'd see that chatzitza passels also b'shchita. The Aruch HaShulchan, the Aruch HaShulchan Asid, Boruch Zbiyas Mikdash, Simen Gimel Osei, learns at the beginning that chatzitza passels b'shchita. And that shchita is lava voda. Is dafka le'inyan zarus, that is zark and shecht, but otherwise it's considered avoda vis-a-vis chatzitza, you can't have a chatzitza. And then afterwards in halacha vav, he's mistapek a little bit, he's not sure anymore, because he didn't find any gilui for this, any revelation what the halacha is, and he's machriya misvara. That chatzitza is poselas to sof sof, avaydas kachim hi. So according to what they said, we can say that since, according to Rashi, the din amidas hakohen al haritzpa is learned from the iser. Chatzitza, bein yado shel hakohen, l'kli shareis, as we said. If so, just like b'shchita, aser sheyachzos bein yado shel hakohen, l'sakin, so too, you're not allowed to have a chatzitza between the hand of the kohen and the knife. So too, what's derived from that? What's derived from kli shareis, i.e., chatzitza between the kohen and the floor? There's not allowed to be a chatzitza either between the kohen and the floor. Talk of the Rambam in the Parash of Mishnayos. Perek Yud of Erev in Mishnah Yudalid writes, and that it says there in the Mishnah, Koin Shalaka Betzbor Korchala Gemi, Vidibru Behovish, Agemi Moyle Mako, Vishal Kasher Matlis, Vilava Vloy Posla Voda Machmas Safazosa Matlis, Subtanash Loy Choitzates Bain Bain Pisar Yadul Bain Amazweko Sagin, Bishas Sasko Bavoida Givaldik. So we see here in the Rambam that he can wrap a bandage around his hand as long as no chatzitza between his hand and the knife of Shchita. So you see that the Rambam says there can be no chatzitza by shchita. In the Sefer Makor Baruch, in Chelek Aleph Siman Gimel, he brings the name of the Gaon Baal HaZecher Yitzchak that the Rambam is Lishitaso. From Perek Dal Milchus Maaseh HaKorbanos, Halacha Zayin, Lechatchila, you require Shchit B'Shchita Sakin Kli Shareis, and it's learned in Zvachim Tzadi Zayin Amid Beis from the Pasuk Vayikach HaSamacheles, look in Tosimim Zayin Amid Avdi Ramascheleizu. And therefore, there has to be Lekicha Be'atz Moshel Koyein. Since you need b'shchit the sakin shel kli shareis, the coin himself has to take it. That there shouldn't be a chatzitza bein yado shel hakohen l'sakin. And the nafkamina lefi says that if we don't find the kli shareis, that b'diavad you could be shecht with any kli, like the Rambam says. And therefore, when you shech with that kli, we don't care about chatzitza, we only care about chatzitza. When it's a kli shareis. And there's also an afkamina, if he was oiver v'sheichet b'sakin kli shareis, and there was a chatzitza between his hand and the sakin, the shechita doesn't become possible because it's no less than a sakin she'ena kli shareis that the shechita is k'sheira. And therefore we would have to say that the Rambam in the Perush Mishnayis, who says that there's a problem of chatzitza, is only talking about lechatchila you have to be makbid, there shouldn't be a chatzitza, in order to be marviach, in order to gain that it's shechita b'kli shareis. But b'di'eved, it's still okay. So now let's go back to the Teferis Yisrael and the Aruch HaShulchan, then Chatzitza Ben Yad L'Sakin, Apostles, the Shechita. And this is Shver from the Tosim Psachim, Ayin Tes Samar Aleph, Dibur Maskel B'Tumas, and not that it says in the Gemara, that if all the Sakinim are Tmeim, we say, Tumah Hutcher B'Tzibur, because the Sakin's been Tambi the Kohen, and you can't make the Pesach Patara, therefore Tumah Hutcher B'Tzibur. Frek Tosis, why didn't you just hold the Sakin B'Pshutei Kliyates, with flat wood, that are not Makabal Tumah and Shecht? Ayn Shema Toisviz. Oh, come on. So we have in front of us now that what? That we're not choshish for chatzitza b'shchita. Sharei pshutei kliyetz choytetzin. Ben yodo l'sakin. So you see, there's no problem with chatzitza, not like the Achronim, not like the Tiferet Yisrael on the Aruch HaShulchan. You see there, you could hold it with pshutei kliyetz. There's no problem with chatzitza. And the goes Hamar Sham and Psachim. He's mitzayin to Agon. Shlomo Landin, the Sefer Darish Litzion. So if Jewish Hay, he was mayor of a Divrei Tosfos, who says that it's not a chatzitza. And there, in brackets, he brings the Tzlach and Psachim, what's Pasha to him, that chatzitza ben yad lasakin ain't a poiselis b'shchita, there's no chatzitza problem. Now the Divrei Achroinim, that chatzitza ben yad lasakin, pasel shchita. L'chayra hu adin chatzitza ben a regular ritzba be'es hashchita, the same would then apply to a chatzitza between the feet and the floor during the shchita, according to Rashi that we shteltsu a chatzitza ben hayad l'kli l'chatzitza ben a regular ritzba, that you can compare a chatzitza between the hand and the kli and the regal and the ritzba, it's just like the hand and the kli would be a chatzitza, so to the regal and the ritzba would be a chatzitza. But this is Shver now that it says in Erevin Kufdal Ramad Aleph, and not that it says in the Mishnah that you pour salt on the kevesh, on the ramp, in order that they shouldn't slip. And it says in the Gemara, Malay Ravacha Bere Durav Ravashi, Hi Melech Echidama, what type of Melech are we talking about? Even Vatle Kam Moisef Abinyan. If you Vatle the Melech to the ramp, then you're Moisef and the Binyan based on Mishnah to do that. Vidlo Kam Vatle Vinam Vatle Aitze Chatzitza. So the Gemara says, no problem, Bolach Sevarim Lekevesh when they're bringing Eivarim. On the ramp, then they put it on because that's not considered an avoda, and therefore it's not a problem. Velo, is that not an avoda? Voksiv, vikar v'koynes hakol v'ktiram zbecha v'amarmazu halachas evaram lakevesh. You see that it is considered an avoda. That krov is considered halachas evaram lakevesh. Aleimo b'halachas eitzim l'marochet l'avodi. Rather, I say it's talking about bringing the eitzim to the marochet. That's not considered an avoda. And so writes the Rambam Perek Vav Mitzvim himself in halacha gimel. So now we see that since halachas eitzim l'marochet. Is Kshera bizarre, and it's not an avoda. We don't care about chatzitza. It's the same thing should apply to shechita, which is not an avoda, and it's Kshera bizarre. We don't care about chatzitza. Unless we're mechalik and we say that shechita is better because it's matir, the zrika, and you can be mefagel, and it's one of the avodas hakorban and it's rachos, so it's more chamor than stam olachas eitzim. And also, according to the Achronim, that chatzitza b'shchita b'ena yad l'sakin is posel. Nevertheless, chatzitza b'en ha-regular ritzba b'es ha-shchita shouldn't necessarily be chotzeitz, because the shochet can stand outside and shecht. And if so, a kohen that shecht, and there's a chatzitza between him and the ritzba, it's no less than him standing outside and shechting. And it's pashut, we don't care if there is davar ha-chotzeitz, he's outside. We don't care if there's a davar chotzeitz bein or lebein aritzba. So what? Because he's shechting inside, it should be any worse. V'zeh barur. And now, after all this beautiful give and take, says my Rabbi Shlita, that b'shchita, we don't care about chatzitza ben raglei hakohen the ritzpas hazara. And now we could be miyashev, the medrash, because the medrash that says kohanim or mishamesh yachev is even b'shchita. And that it's called shimshu, that's according to the Ritva. In Yumach of Heomid Beis, Dibor Maschel Arosh, that even though shchita's time is k'sher bizarre, but lichatchila, it's a mitzvah to do with a koyein. So it's part of their shimush. Ideally, the kohen should do it. So when the kohen does the shechita, there's no chatzitza, according to the mahalach that we went on. Even if we said that even if chatzitza passes ben yad l'sakin, but it can't be passel between him and the ritzpah because it's no worse than him standing outside. Even when he stands outside, we don't care about chatzitza. Certainly between him and the ritzpah, when he's inside, machbat lanu. So there's no problem of chatzitza. So what then would be the problem? The problem would be Gili Shechina. That's why you're not allowed to have a chatzitza. That's why you're not allowed to be wearing shoes. Going barefoot is not out chatzitza when we're dealing with the Shechita, but it's only because of Shechina Nigles. And with that, we can also answer the kasha we asked about the Yitur Begadim. It's very simple. Since Shechita is Lav Avodi, and we don't need big day kahuna, it's not shy, chitur begadim. V'advarim ayur neflaim, aval yesh od kama v'kama teirutzim, sweetest friends. So I hope you'll stay tuned, and I hope, Yirtzos Hashem Darkeinu, that in the next shir, we will hopefully see more teirutzim. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.